by Ochsner. Kennedy ahead to Boshe, and Boshe able to convert. A dozen for Boshe, first score since the opening frame. Back to a six-point lead, and now the Blackhawks nearly forcing a turnover as they trap Bixler across the timeline, and now a ball inside is turned over. Coming out of the fray is Cam Ochsner. Ochsner, pass on the left wing for Wormstead. Back to Cam on the right side, 25 on the shot clock. Right corner here for Wormstead. Now Kennedy Ochsner back in the corner for J.C. Baruch. A minute gone in the third. A six-point Blackhawk lead. Sanborn Central Woonsocket get a chance to add on to it here. It's a drive by Kennedy Ochsner and a whistle on Hitchcock Tulare. So we'll have a couple of free throws coming, or I assume we will. Falls on Cambry Hookman. That's her first of the half. Free throws here for Kennedy Ochsner. Ochsner looking for her first points of the evening. The team 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. This first one here is no good. So Ochsner will try to break through again with 6:54 left in the third. Second free throw came up short. And it'll stay 25-19 Blackhawks. Minute 10 into the third. Here's Hookman, a bouncer to Bixler on the right wing. Bixler picks up the dribble. Double team. Got to dump it off. Stolen away. Knocked away and stolen by Kennedy Ochsner. Ochsner leading the charge the other way. Trails away to the left corner. Leaves it up top for Wormstead, who gives it back to Ochsner. And now J.C. Baruth. Cross court in the right corner. Baruth looking inside. Got it inside to Ochsner, who pushes a shot up. Can't get it to go, but does get the whistle, and free throws are coming. Fouls on Isabel Gilbert, so that'll be her third. First player with 3 fouls, and looks like Coach Smith going to get her out of there. Cam Ochsner, a couple of free throws, looking for her first points. Team is 6-9, make it 6-10, as Ochsner is no good on the first. And it looks like Schrader will stay on for the time being as Gilbert came out. Second free throw on the way. That one is good for Ochsner and the Blackhawk girls. A 6-7 in the first half, 1-4 in the second from the line, 7-11 in the game. The lead is back to 7, 26-19 Blackhawks. Here's Hookman on the dribble. To the top of the key, Cambry drives, ripped by Boshe, and a jump ball will be called, and it'll go to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. They just pointed the wrong way. Everybody on the court going, wait a minute, that's not the way that... So the Blackhawks will have the ball. Long pass down court, Heisinger tipped it up, and it's knocked away, and they're going to call a foul on somebody, and I'm just not sure where. Is that Heisinger? Oh, it is. That's unfortunate for her. Becca Heisinger picks up her second, which is kind of a loose ball sort of situation. Both players going after it, kind of bounced off each other. And now here's an offensive foul by Cam Ochsner, and now that's her third. So Coach Baruth going to have to make a change as Callie Hofer comes in. And Ochsner again will come to the sideline with her third foul. 5:52 left, third quarter, 26-19. Sanborn Central Woonsocket by 7. Hitchcock Tulare with the basketball. Lob inside Schrader, knocked away by Boshe. Caitlin finds the handle. Schrader in the corner. Heisinger outside, Hookman a deep three. No good. Schrader, the offensive rebound, had it knocked out of her hands momentarily. Pushes up a shot. It won't go, but a foul is called, and Caitlin Schrader will go to the free throw line for 2. And let's see, is that J.C. Baruth? It is. That's her second. That'll be 2 on the Blackhawks here in the third quarter. Schrader good on the first free throw. She's 4 out of 5 from the line tonight, 8 total points. Cam Ochsner, a quick rest as she's back in. Second free throw for Schrader is up, front iron and no good. Baruth tips the rebound over to Kennedy Ochsner, and the Blackhawks control a 6-point game, 26-20. Sanborn Central Woonsocket in the lead. Here's Boucher from in close. Can't hit. Rebound Hookman. 6-point game. Hitchcock Tulare trailing. They have trailed pretty much throughout. Here's a three from the corner. No good for Arthur's. Offensive board. No putback. Won't go for Schrader. Rebound this time, Boucher. Boucher whips it down court for Kennedy Ochsner. Ochsner down in the right corner. Stops the dribble. Now has to give it up. Oh, boy, somebody's got to come get it. Here comes Boucher. Boucher off to Ochsner. Cam to Kennedy. Kennedy the drive to the free throw line. Backs away. Right corner, Cam Ochsner. Three ball, got it. Cam Ochsner's first field goal. That'll go with a free throw. It'll make it 29-20. Here's Heisinger. The entry pass on the run and a whistle on the Blackhawks. And that will be Liz Boucher. So now that's her third. 4:26 left, third quarter, and both coaches going to have to kind of take a look there. It's now Gilbert and Boucher each have four. First free throw for Heisinger is no good. Becca looking for her first points of the ball game. 29-20, Blackhawks lead by nine. Heisinger no good on the first free throw. Second is airborne, and that one is no good. Rebound chased down underneath by Kelly Hofer. Pass back across the timeline for Cam Ochsner, and the Blackhawks a chance to again push it to double digits. Here's Kennedy Ochsner on the right wing. Had it knocked away, finds the handle. To Boucher in the corner. Three ball comes up short. Schrader's rebound tipped and taken by Kennedy Ochsner, who lays it up and in. Right place, right time for Kennedy Ochsner's first basket. The lead back to 11 for Sanborn Central Woonsocket matches their biggest lead at 31-20. Midway point of the third, 3:50 left here in the quarter. Schrader the drive, nice step through, and the layup is good. Schrader with 10 in the ball game. Blackhawks lead is 9, 31-22. Kennedy Ochsner nearly pushed into the backcourt there, swings it ahead to Hofer. Over down in the right corner. Couple players on the deck now near turnover. We got a whistle and a timeout by Sanborn Central Woonsocket. 3:27 to play third quarter. Blackhawks 31, Patriots 22. We're back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. Dig into the scoreboard a little bit. Brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Try to get you a score at least thus far on that Huron Tiger game. They're on the air over on Tiger 95. And still no score to report. Right wing, here's a three for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and that's good for Callie Hofer. Second three of the game, and just like that, the Blackhawks have their biggest lead. Ball tipped into the backcourt, steal for Kennedy Ochsner. Blackhawks starting to pour it on a bit. Inside, here's a pass to Boucher. Gilbert tried to steal it away, and it's out of, oh, it's off Boucher. Or no, it's off Gilbert. Okay, I was going to say, how did that work out exactly? Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the inbounds, another Hofer three. No good. Gilbert to board. 34-22. Blackhawks by a dozen. 3 minutes left in the third at Sanborn Central Woonsocket, who led by 11 in the late second quarter, ended up four at the break, and now have extended it to a dozen. Patriots try to come back. Hookman on the left wing. Down in the corner, Bixler. Bixler feeds Schrader on the baseline. Pass back up top is too strong for Gilbert. Threw her hands and out of bounds. Chased into the backcourt and knocked out of bounds. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket will inbound. 2.5 to play here in the third as Rebecca Heisingen checks back in. Heisingen will replace Gilbert with 2.5 left in the third. Sent to inbound will be Callie Hofer. Hofer right in front of the Blackhawk bench. Inbound, stop of the key, Mackenzie Schley. Right up top, Cam Oshner. Oshner on the dribble, back in the right corner for Schley. Here's a long two, and that one is up and good for Schley. That's her first basket. Stretches the lead to 14 for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Blackhawks' biggest lead of the night, 36-22. 2 minutes left in the third. Left corner, here's a three. That one is no good for Schrader. Rebounded by Callie Hofer. Hofer trapped in the backcourt. Got to give it up. Does across the timeline for Kennedy Oster. Kennedy to Boucher on the right wing. Boucher flips it inside. Ball batted and stolen by Bixler. And reaching in to steal it right back is Mackenzie Schley. And then Schley with the quick layup. A 16-point Blackhawk lead, and we'll get a Christy Smith timeout with a minute 36 to play in the third. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Red Coins Officer with a real estate connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. 90 seconds left here in the third, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket has their biggest lead. A little swarm in defense, knocked down a three, a little better from the line from the opening minute of the third, and the Blackhawks up 16, 38-22 with a minute 26 left here in the third. Inbounds to Hookman and back underway after the Blackhawks swatted one out of bounds. Here's Arthur's on the wing, back to Hookman. Hookman, top of the key, here comes the double. Got to give it off and does to Bixler, but first a foul on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. It'll be on Mackenzie Schley. Her second, Schley, a couple of quick baskets here in the third quarter. Lead is still 16 for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and now the official with a question for the scorer's table. And they'll get that figured out. Gilbert will come in. Kennedy Oshner back on. Cam Oshner back on. We'll have an inbound here eventually for the Patriots. They'll bring it into Emery Arthurs, and we're back underway. Arthurs to Gilbert, right wing. Cross court for Hookman, a deep three is good. Cambry Hookman, second three of the night. She's got eight. Here's Cam Oshner across the timeline, a pass left wing for Kennedy. Kennedy Oshner on the right wing. Lobs in, J.C. Baruth, free throw line jumper is good. Baruth has seven, lead is 15, 40-25 Blackhawks. Here's another deep Hookman three. No good. Long rebound. Gilbert had a Schrader had a hand on it, and she took it away. Pass off to Hookman. Hookman to Arthurs. Arthurs from 10 on the baseline is true. Emery Arthurs with 5 points. All the bench scoring for Hitchcock Tulare. 13 points. The Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead, 40-27, as Schley across the timeline runs into Heisinger, and Heisinger will pick up her third foul. Boucher back on for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Callie Hofer's back in as well. Cam Ochsner's going to inbound for the Blackhawks. With 20 seconds left in the third, they lead by 13. Inbounds to Callie Hofer. Hofer top of the key, right wing to Kennedy Ochsner. Boucher high post, lob back into Ochsner, cutting baseline, blocked by Huizinga. Huizinga over to Hookman. Final seconds of the third. Hookman on the wing. Is she even going to get a shot off? She is not, and that's it for three quarters as the Blackhawks close out the third quarter with a 13-point lead. 40-27, Sanborn Central Woonsocket leading after three. Back in a minute with the fourth quarter. 1 minute on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. Fourth quarter set to get underway. Sanborn Central Woonsocket trying to sweep the night thus far. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Haircare downtown Huron. Blackhawks won the girls JV game 21-19. Sanborn Central Woonsocket a winner in the boys JV game 51-21. The Sanborn Central Woonsocket girls leading here in the varsity affair 40-27 after three quarters. And, of course, a boys' matchup to come. Hookman cross-court Gilbert. Gilbert left corner back up top for Emery Arthurs. Emery steps through, leaves it back to Gilbert in the corner. Schrader at the free throw line, backs it away. Top side of that 2-3 zone inside to Huizinga. Huizinga turns and fires, and that one rattles in. Rebecca Huizinga with her first field goal. Full court pressure, of course. Another Hookman steal. Hookman inside is fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. Boy, Cambry Hookman has been absolutely hassling the Blackhawks on the inbound. It's got, I think, at least three or four steals that way, and a couple of them turned into immediate baskets. Here's a timeout called by Baruth. 7:20 to play, 40-29, Blackhawks by 11. We'll take a full timeout. 1 minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Hero.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. 7:20 to play in this girls matchup. 40-29, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, an 11-point lead. But Cambry Hookman, who has had herself quite the ball game, knocking down the first free throw. That'll cut it back to 10, and Hookman with a make here can get it back to single digits. Second free throw is on the way. That one will not go. Long rebound is chased down by Schrader, and they'll get another look. Gilbert in the corner, long two, airborne and no good. And grabbing the rebound is Arthur's, and then Arthur's got knocked down. So another whistle on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Let's see who this one is on. That last one was the third for Kennedy Oshner. This will be the first for Kara Wormstead. No free throws here with 7:12 left in the ball game. A 10-point Blackhawk lead, 40-30. They inbounds to Gilbert in the corner. Gilbert to Hookman, right corner back to Schrader. Schrader feeds Gilbert in the post, going to work on Boucher. Blocked, ball knocked away. Couple of players after it, and I think we're going to get a jump ball. Or no, we got a Blackhawk timeout. Nope. Jump ball was the call, and it'll be Sanborn Central Woonsocket ball. A minute into the fourth, still a 10-point Blackhawk lead, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket a chance to add on to that now as nearly stealing another inbounds is the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. This time it was Emery Arthur's. And Arthur's forces the jump ball, and the jump ball will belong to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Hitchcock Tulare learns a little bit about huddling in the paint. They took a quick huddle, and Boucher stepped in there like, hey, teammates. Tell me your play, teammates. Here's a timeout called. 6:56 to play, 40-30. The Blackhawks lead by 10. We'll send it back for a minute. No, make it 30. A 30-second timeout on KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Clark Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Clark Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports!
Welcome back to Woonsocket. Schrader trying to make something happen here. Hitchcock Tulare. Here's another deep Hookman three. No good, but another offensive board. This time Gilbert. Gilbert's pass up top. Arthur's to Hookman in the center circle. And a lot of things coming up Patriot here. Still, though, down 10. Here's Hookman, a runner in the lane. That one's going to fall. Cambry Hookman, quite a ball game. 11 points for her. 40-32, an 8-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Here's Boucher across the timeline. This lead was 11 in the first half. Hitchcock Tulare cut it to 4 at the break. Sanborn Central Woonsocket had it up to 12 in the third quarter. And now 8 points, and the Blackhawks are going to turn it over. So Hitchcock Tulare will inbound once again as Kennedy Oshner will come back on, well, next break. Nope, they're going to let her on right now, so then they'll... Christy Smith going to bring Bixler back in. Bixler going to replace Gilbert. 6:13 to play, an 8-point lead here for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 40-32. Bixler, the inbounds to Arthur's. Arthur's across the timeline. Right wing turns it back over. Left side for Schrader. Schrader working off the Hookman screen. Bixler now top of the key, 20 on the shot clock. Bixler backs it away, stops the dribble, dumps it off to Schrader, inside to Heisinger. Heisinger rises up, shot rattles, and it's going to go. All four of Becca Heisinger's points here in the fourth quarter. And here come the Patriots, a 6-point game as Boucher takes it across the timeline. She'll rise up for a free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound saved in by Kennedy Oshner, but right to Heisinger. Heisinger over to Hookman, and the Patriots have it back to 6 with the ball. Inside here, Schrader. Schrader back out. Heisinger, free throw line jumper, rattles home. Becca Heisinger, a half dozen all in the fourth. 4-point game, 40-36, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Here's Callie Hofer across the timeline. She'll dump it off to Kennedy Oshner, back to Hofer, and now Boucher. Left corner, here's a three, and that one is good. That'll quiet the crowd, or whip up the crowd a little bit, as Schley has her 7th point of the game. First basket here in the fourth, and now we have a ball knocked away, and I think we're going to have a foul on the Blackhawks. We will. It'll be Liz Beauchesne, and it'll be her fourth. So a 9-3 run to start the fourth for Hitchcock-Tulare. First free throw here for Schrader is up and in. She is 5 out of 7 from the line tonight. Schrader ready for her second. That one rattles, and that one's going to go. And the Patriots again back to within 6 at 43-38. Well, 5, I guess that would be, huh? I can math a little bit. It's 4:40 left. Blackhawks, again, have led throughout, although at a couple of points in this game, it was questionable how much longer that would continue. Here's a Schley three, no good, but an offensive rebound and a big putback for Cam Oshner. 4:20 to play, 45-38 Blackhawks. Patriots coast to coast. Schrader can't finish. Jump ball on the rebound. We'll go to Sanborn Central Wound Socket. Schrader trying to kind of do it all on that play. Couldn't quite finish it. Did get her hands on the rebound, but then got tied up. And jump ball back to the Blackhawks. So full court pressure, of course, for Hitchcock-Tulare. They've had some success tonight. Here's Hofer across the timeline as Sanborn Central Wound Socket goes to work. Midway point in the fourth quarter, 45-38, Blackhawks by 7. Kennedy Oshner, cross court, on the right wing, Callie Hofer. 10 on the shot clock, Hofer the drive, lost it in the lane, knocked away, 3 players on the deck, and another jump ball, and this will go to Hitchcock-Tulare. Schley and Baruth both ended up on the floor, as did Hookman and Arthurs. So Hitchcock-Tulare will bring it into the backcourt, down 7 with 3:40 to play. Back across midcourt is Arthurs, right wing for Hookman. Hookman pops the deep three. That one no good. Schrader had a hand on the rebound, had it knocked out of her hand. Schley has it knocked out of her head, and I don't know who touched it last. They're going to say Hitchcock-Tulare. Nope, Sanborn Central Wound Socket basketball. Yeah, I really had no idea. That went in between a couple of players. Didn't really see who got a hand on it or even touched it. They say the Patriots, 45-38, a 7-point Blackhawk lead. They have control of the ball with 3:20 to play, and now a travel on Cam Oshner at the top of the key, and Coach Baruch just stunned. Cannot believe it. How exactly can you explain it to me? Oshner looked a little surprised as well, as you often do when the call is on you. That's the automatic response. Is who, me? Inside, Gilbert has it knocked away. Gilbert to Arthurs in the corner. Arthurs trapped, blows past Schley, and knocks down the 12-footer. Emery Arthurs, a lightning bolt past her defender. I thought she was going to take it all the way, but rises up and knocks down the jumper. So 5, the Blackhawk lead with 3 minutes to play. Kennedy Oshner across midcourt. Oshner out top of the key, right wing a pass for Wormstead. Wormstead cross court, back to Oshner. Kennedy on the wing left side, up top Wormstead, back to Cam in the corner. Cam drives past one defender from 6 feet. The jumper no good, rebound Schrader. Patriots down 5, 2.5 minutes to play. They'll take it across the timeline, hitting a cutting Schrader, and she will lay it up and in. Caitlin Schrader, just about as quick as could be, lays that one in, and it's a 3-point game. And a ball knocked away at a steal. Hookman knocked it away to Arthurs. Back to Hookman. Lay up, no good. Sat on the iron, but an offensive board by Arthurs will get them another look. Here's a Hookman three for the tie. No good. Rebound, Sanborn Central Wound Socket. Wormstead in the backcourt as the Hitchcock-Tulare Patriot fans on their feet at numerous points. Now we got a Blackhawk timeout. Minute 46 to play, 45-42. Blackhawks lead is down to 3. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Spreches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Spreches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Spreches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Spreches Well Service of Hitchcock says, go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. So a ball game has been a little bit of a roller coaster affair, although Sanborn Central Woonsocket has led throughout, but there's a ball swatted away from Boucher and picked up by the Patriots. So Hitchcock Tulare with a chance to tie. Schrader looks at a three, drives, came up short, but a whistle. And I think we'll have free throws coming for the Patriots. So again, a seesaw affair, and not in the sense that the lead keeps going back and forth. Sanborn Central Woonsocket has led throughout this game, but it's been a dozen, and then it's four, and then it's 11, and then it's back to two, and then it's 12, and right now it's two because Schrader knocks down the first free throw. Schrader is four out of five from the line in the second half, seven out of nine on the night, five in the quarter, eight in the second half, 15 in the game for Caitlin Schrader. Second free throw is good, make it 16. And we got a one-point game, 45-44 Blackhawks, a minute 25 left. Here's Callie Hofer across the timeline, guarded out there by Arthurs. Right wing for Wormstead. Wormstead guarded by Heisinger. Wormstead going to back her down. In the corner for Boucher. 15 on the shot clock. Boucher pass the defender. Foul called on Hitchcock Tulare. That'll be the first in the quarter on the Patriots. Foul will be called on Isabel Gilbert. So that's going to be her fourth. Comes Cam Oshner back on. She'll replace J.C. Baruth with a minute 8 to play. Blackhawks a one-point lead, 45-44, and they inbound here on their end. Pass up top, Callie Hofer back underway. Wormstead in the corner, cross-court to Boucher. Boucher right wing, crosses over, drives, rises up halfway down the lane. Shot won't go, but a foul, and I think that's on Gilbert, and that's going to be it for her. Isabel Gilbert going to foul out with 3 points in this game. She will sit with 56 seconds to play. Just inside of a minute remaining. Boucher ready for free throws here, as maybe none bigger this season. She's got a dozen tonight, has not shot a free throw. The team is 7 out of 10. Boucher ready for two here. First is in the air and good. So Liz Boucher makes it a two-point game and a chance to stretch it to three with her second free throw. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, no good on the second free throw, rebounded by the Patriots. So Hitchcock Tulare with the basketball, down 46-44 with 48 seconds to play. Bixler, the drive, leaves it out to Hookman in the corner. Hookman on the dribble. Back to Bixler. Bixler from the corner. Drives to the free throw line. Finds Heisinger. Heisinger back outside to Hookman, and a timeout by Coach Smith. 34 seconds to play. The Blackhawks lead by two. The Patriots with the basketball when we come back in 30 seconds. A 30-second break on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woonsocket, down to the final seconds of this one, and we got ourselves a tight game. There were points in this game where this would have surprised you, this score late in this one, but here's the score for you. Huron leads Brookings 43-28. They got about a couple minutes left to play in the third. Again, Huron 43, Brookings 28. That is a Tiger girls score. That'll be followed by a Tiger boys game over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Here we got 46-44 Blackhawks. Hitchcock Tulair with the inbound. 14 on the shot clock after that timeout, so we'll have to work relatively quickly here. On the right wing, here's Arthurs. Arthurs the drive. Fires one up. No good. Rebound, Cam Oshner. And Oshner is fouled, and that won't make a lot of difference here, as that's just the third foul. Schrader's second. So I don't know if you foul him every time, and it looks like that's what they're going to do. Schrader whistled for her third. That'll be four on the team, so the next will result in free throws. And looks like that's the game they're going to play here. With 20 seconds to play, Sanborn Central Woonsocket leading Hitchcock Tulair 46-44. Cam Oshner gets the inbound in the backcourt. Her and Callie Hofer play and catch, and now the Patriots going to try for the 10-second call, and Baruth called a timeout before they got it across the timeline. 12 seconds to play. Blackhawks by two. They'll be back here after a full timeout. We'll take 30. Back in 30 seconds. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back. 20 seconds remaining here. Second regular season matchup for both teams. Both teams are 1-0 on this young season. Hitchcock Tulair beat Ipswich on the road. SBA, the opening victim for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. So the Blackhawks will inbound. They lead 46-44. They'll inbound just shy of the timeline. Hitchcock Tulair has been absolutely stifling on the inbound defense tonight. Boucher gets the inbounds, and she lost it in the backcourt and almost out of bounds. She had to save that to keep it going. And now a double dribble on Callie Hofer, and they will turn the basketball back over to Hitchcock Tulair with 3 seconds to play on the Patriot end. So the Patriots either a shot to tie and send it to overtime or go for the win. We'll find out after a quick timeout. They're going to call a 30-second. We're going to keep it here. The Huron Tiger girls were up 15 late in the second quarter in their game. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Huron leading Brookings 56-37 with 5 minutes left to play. Didn't really see any other scores really of interest, any other area scores even tonight. I know Miller's girls beat Potter County's girls 33-30. Really about it there. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Downtown Huron. So 3 seconds to play, and the Patriots have the inbound on their end, trailing 46-44. Down a dozen early on in this quarter, have come back, to get back to within one. Schrader going to get that final shot. Boucher stole it away, and that's how this game will end. Sanborn Central Woonsocket escapes their own gym with a 46-44 win over the visiting Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. We'll send it back to the studios for 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show after a 2 minute timeout on 1210 KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number one getting underway, and we were almost getting ready for an extra session of basketball there as the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawk girls opened up the third quarter with a 13-point lead. Quickly saw that down to two. Right at the end of the ball game there, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a nice defensive play, and Boucher gets them forced into kind of a jump ball situation there as Schrader couldn't get the final shot in the air, and the Blackhawk girls will escape their own gym with a victory here tonight, 46-44. So sets the record at 1-1 for the Patriots. Blackhawk girls go to 2-0. For Christy Smith at her Hitchcock Tulare Patriots, they had seven off the bench. Emery Arthurs, she was 1-2 from the free throw line. All five starters scored for the Patriots. A point for Grayson Bixler, 1-2 from the line. Three for Isabel Gilbert, she was 1-2 from the line. Becca Heisinger, 6 points. She was 0-2 from the stripe. Two more in double figures. Cambry Hookman with 11. She was 1-2 from the line. And Caitlin Schrader would lead them with 16 points. She was 8-10 from the stripe. Patriots score 7 in the first, 12 in the second, 8 in the third, 17 in the fourth, but come up shy. 44 in the game, went 12-20 from the free throw line. Over to Rob Baruth and the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawk girls. They'll go to 2-0 on this young season. They got 15 points off the bench tonight. Mackenzie Schley had seven, all in the second half, including a big three in the fourth quarter. Callie Hofer hit a couple of threes earlier in the game, finished with eight off the bench for the Blackhawks. All five starters scored. Kennedy Oshner, 2 points. She was 0-2 from the line. Three for Kara Wormstead. She was 3-4 from the stripe. Cam Oshner chipped in six. She was 1-2 from the line. J.C. Baruth hit for seven. She was 3-4 from the line. And Liz Boucher would lead him with 13. She had 10 in the opening 5 minutes, able to hold her down pretty well after that. She scored three in the remainder of the ballgame, had 13 to lead Sanborn Central Woonsocket to the victory here tonight. The Blackhawk girls scored 16 in the first, 7 in the second, 17 in the third, 6 in the fourth, 46 in the ballgame. They went 8 of 12 from the line, and they'll go to 2-0 with a 46-44 victory over Hitchcock Tulare. You're listening to Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number one. Remember, we'll have both games of a doubleheader. The boys are warming up. We'll talk to both boys' coaches still to come. First, though, we'll get a check of that scoreboard, and we'll do that after a 60-second break. Back in a minute with more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. 1 minute on KOKK.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on the new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cattle. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number one. Boys game is coming up. Remember, scoreboard updates brought to you by the Beer Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. The Huron Tiger girls on their way to their first victory of the season with about 5 minutes to play. They lead by 19 on the road at Brookings. 5 minutes left. Huron 56, Brookings 37. That is our game of the night over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. I know Miller beat Potter County on the road tonight, 33-30 in girls' hoops. And, of course, our final here, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 46, Hitchcock Tulare 44. Not a whole lot of scores to pass along there tonight. We'll have some more as the boys' matchups get underway here in just a little bit. So scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Post-game report brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass, and that'll close out both for now. Right now, we'll switch over to the boys' game. We'll come back here. We'll talk a little bit to Tate Dinard, head coach of the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawk Boys. First, though, we'll visit with old friend John Knoll, as Knoll, the head coach of the Patriot Boys. They come in at 0-1 tonight. They lost to Ipswich. We'll talk with John about that, about rule changes, and about all things Patriot basketball. As, again, that'll mark the end of the first of the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show. We'll take a 60-second break and come back with a boys' interview. We'll talk to John Knoll, head coach of the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. You're listening now to the second game of a girl-boy doubleheader, Hitchcock Tulare at Sanborn Central Woonsocket on KOKK.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Central Woonsocket hosting Hitchcock Tulare here. The girls' game is in the books. We get ready for the boys' game. We'll talk to Coach Dinard here in a moment. Right now, the visiting head coach, John Knoll from Hitchcock Tulare. John, thanks for joining us here. Before we get to this season and the game that you guys have already played, how was your offseason? What kind of things do you guys get to do in the offseason? Do you feel like you were successful doing them? How was the offseason?
You know, I thought we had a great offseason. You're going to see tonight that my freshman boys have played a lot of basketball this summer, and so I'm hoping that shows through our season this year. They all went on a traveling team. team, and it was great to see. So it's kind of nice to have some youth that do that. My seniors, they get in the gym a lot, so we had a great offseason, I think. So.
Well, and you're going to need some pretty sturdy youth, because as it looks here, it looks like you'll start a couple of freshmen, and we'll see another off the bench. You got a pretty good, decent group of freshmen.
Yes, I do. I've got quite a bit of freshmen. Tonight you're going to see four freshmen play. I've got two or three of freshmen that maybe we'll see some playing time by the end of the year. So we've got the football injuries, so we've got some guys sitting out here, so that kind of hurts for a little bit. But we'll get them all back here probably in a month, and then we'll kind of get going with the season. So.
Well, and you also got some of the pieces coming back from last year. You know, Eric's back in the middle. I think you'll get Jackson Maynard maybe to develop a little bit more this year. And, you know, there could be some special things.
Yep. You know, Jackson and Eric and Brennan's hurt at the moment, but they started for me for the last 10 games last year, and we made it to almost the SODEC 16. So we'll take that experience, and hopefully they bring the young boys along with them. So.
I like that mix. That was fun last year. For Sanborn Central Woonsocket, what kind of information do you got on them other than the fact that they're 1-0?
You know, they played Sunshine Bible to start the year like they always do, and so they've got Coach Deinert, he's got those kids working hard. He always does. Last year they came in our house and just spanked us, and we don't remember, we don't forget that, but they had a good team last year, and honestly, I fully expect the same this year. You always get those guys working hard, and they're in their home gym. So
back to your team, 0-1, a loss to Ipswich, and you were telling me that you kind of felt like the youth kind of directly leading into some of that.
Yeah, you know, we ended up with almost 20 turnovers and 20 fouls in a game where we were up 5 in the fourth. So if we were able to eliminate those, I think we hang on and maybe pull out a victory there. Not say Ipswich, they did a great job in the fourth quarter. They really hit some shots and some big free throws and just did some things that we weren't able to do, and our inexperience kind of showed.
I'm randomly dropping this on coaches throughout the year. How do you feel about the free throw thing, about the bonus and the resetting at the end of the quarter? Good thing, bad thing, or
you know, Saturday didn't help us any, but I do like it. I think it is going to help with the game and speed up some things. And as coaches, you know, we used to like to have the one-on-one foul and go get the ball if they miss, and we're going to go. I still think you got to make both anyway, so, or make at least one. And so you're still going to be able to have that opportunity, and I think it'll be all right.
I guess a quick follow-up would be, how much were the coaches involved in that process? Was there any involvement in the coaches? Did the coaches get to have any say at all?
I think coaches get input, but I think it was just directly the state. Yeah, they make the decisions, and you know, I think they're just kind of going off of what's going on with the rest of the leagues and other states and stuff. So I think it's a good thing for basketball.
All right, John. Well, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us here. Good luck in the game. You know, we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks, Matt.
John Nolder, head coach of the Hitchcock Tulare Patriot Boys. Let's send it back to the studios. We'll talk to Coach Deinert when we come back. Still to come, officials and starting lineups, and we'll be ready for a boys game. Both games of a doubleheader tonight. Hitchcock Tulare at Sanborn Central Woonsocket on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Yeah,
Dairy Queen ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
From Woonsocket tonight at Sanborn Central, Woonsocket hosts Hitchcock Tulare for a boy-girl doubleheader. The girls' game is in the books. We get ready for the boys' game here. Sit down right now with hometown head coach Tate Deinert. And, Tate, thanks for joining us here. Taking a look. Obviously, it's early in the year. I joked with you before we went on that we probably know about the same amount about these teams right now. But you guys are 1-0. Tell us a little bit about that first game. How'd that one go?
So the first game I was really happy with. We pushed the ball really well. That's our big thing we're trying to do this year is get out in transition. We're pretty athletic. We like to get out and run and see if we can get some transition points. And after that, We really want to be methodical and try and break the defense down, and I thought we did a really good job that first game.
Nice to get a win under your belt right away. Tell me a little bit specifically about your team. Who kind of leads you out there? Who's your general on the floor?
So we got a couple kind of veterans out there. So Bryce Larson, he's a junior this year. He's played a lot for us. He's our point guard who kind of runs everything out there for us. I really trust him with everything that's going on out there. He's kind of my coach on the floor. And then Jeff Boucher, he's our top returner in the last couple of years. He's really athletic, best player. He's usually one of our top guys in offense and usually guarding their best player as well. So he really does a lot of stuff for us. And so I really look for those two when I need something out on the floor, and those two should take care of it.
Talk a little bit about Hitchcock Tulare. What have you done in scouting them, or is it even too early in the year? Do you really even scout them much?
So I did watch their first game against Ipswich, and one thing I noticed is they're really young and they're really athletic. They play a lot of freshmen, and they do a really good job around the floor. They're athletic, and I think it'll be a tough matchup for us. I'm hoping we can match their intensity and get out to an early lead, hopefully. And if we get them in some foul trouble, I know they don't have a deep bench. They got to go to some more freshmen, so I think that'll help us out. But I'm thinking it'll be a good one tonight, so I'm hoping we come out on top.
Speaking of young coach, you yourself, fairly young, head coach of a program here, like you said, graduating back in 2016. Do you feel like you connect with the kids a little better? I always ask younger coaches that because it seems like you would, but a lot of them tell me you'd be surprised. We really don't.
Well, I think for the most part, I do. Yeah, I kind of like connecting with them a little bit better. And sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's a bad thing. Sometimes they can look at you like a brother or something instead of a coach. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's like, all right, we gotta, set the boundary here a little bit. But for the most part, it's been a good experience, and I think we connect pretty good with the boys. Our whole staff, we're pretty young, so we got a good one, and I think we're doing some good things.
Real good, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us here. Good luck in the game. We'll talk to you down the road.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Tate Dinantar, head coach of the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks. Let's send it back to the studios, come back with starting lineups and officials, and we'll be ready for boys basketball. Both games of a doubleheader tonight. Hitchcock Tulare at Sanborn Central Woonsocket on KOKK.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
When is the right home truly the right home? This
all right,
is Brad Kleinsasser with Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woonsocket, set for a boys matchup. John Noel and the Hitchcock Tulare Patriot boys come in at 0-1. They'll have off the bench Logan Labrie, Briggs Labrie, Mason Cheddar, Isaac Van Sherrill, Preston Whiff, and Michael Nielsen. They'll start Devin Enander, Patrick Maynard, Eric Salmon, Blaze Binger, and Jackson Maynard. Again, Maynard, Salmon, Binger, and Enander. They'll wear the red unis with the white numbers. Tate Dinard and the Blackhawks will bring in McCoy Schultz, Evan Easton, Landon Jensen, Sam Baruth, Keaton Fridley, Eli White, and Grant Edwards. Starters will be Jeff Boucher, Cody Slykus, Bryce Larson, Peyton Uecker, and Trey Moody. Boucher, Slykus, Larson, Uecker, and Moody. They'll wear the white unis with the blue numbers. Cody Slykus will win him the opening tip into the backcourt, and we are underway in the boys' matchup. Sanborn Central Woonsocket looking for the sweep, won both JV games and now the girls' varsity as well. Moody in the paint, his pass tipped up but hauled in by Boucher. Baseline move, Boucher, nice move to get up and over the defender, and he puts it up and in. I thought for a moment, as did most of the gym, that possibly there would be a foul, maybe a charge called, but not the case. Salmon, long two from the corners off the mark. Maynard there for the offensive rebound. Had it knocked out of his hands. Oh, and it just went off his foot and out of bounds. So the turnover back to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Blackhawks scored first quickly with Beauchesne. Here's Bryce Larson across the timeline for the Blackhawks. Out on the left wing for Slykos. Slykos the drive and lays it in. Cody with his first basket. 4-0 Blackhawks, a minute in. Patriots trying to break through. Maynard for three. All the way around the world, but wouldn't fall. Rebound Trey Moody. Moody ahead to Larson across the timeline for Euchre. Back to Bryce, left corner for Slykos. Out on the left wing now, Jeff Beauchesne. Beauchesne drives on Salmon, jump stop in the lane, has to kick it out and does. Maynard over to Larson, free throw line jumper, no good, offensive rebound. They're not going to count the putback by Euchre, but we will have free throws. Oh, maybe not, not even free throws. First foul, the foul way before is apparently on Blaze Binger, and Larson will inbound for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Blackhawks lead 4-0. 6.5 to play opening quarter. Salmon able to knock the inbounds back out as the Blackhawks will try to bring it in once again. Inbound, Slykos around the horn to Euchre, back to Larson, looks at the deep three, won't fire. Back up top, here's a long three by Beauchesne, and that one rattles in. That one caught backboard, rim, backboard, sat for a moment and finally fell in. 7-0 Blackhawks. Enander fell on the other end. Couple of players on the deck now. Salmon will get the pass out to preserve possession. Maynard in the corner, shut down by Moody. Kicks it out to Enander. Nice crossover by Enander. Too strong off the window. Rebound Moody. Moody to Larson. Bryce across midcourt. Pass ahead to Euchre. Euchre stopped in the lane. Left it for Moody, who puts it up and in. 9-0 Blackhawks. Looks like Noel's going to burn his first timeout with 5:43 to play in the first. The Blackhawks jump out to a 9-0 lead. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Stopping to Shooter Salute in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. 9-0. The Blackhawk boys out to an early lead. Maynard steps back for three, trying to get the Patriots on the board. It's no good. Fighting for the rebound is Enander. It's kicked all the way out to Maynard at the top of the key. Now Beauchesne chases it into the backcourt and knocks it out of bounds off Sanborn Central Woonsocket. So Hitchcock Tulare will inbound. They'll just have to go the length of the floor again. 5:20 left, first quarter, 9-0. Sanborn Central Woonsocket on top. They have swept so far, won both the JV matchups and the varsity girls by a basket. Here's the drive, a nice finish. Well, he couldn't finish there. Patrick Maynard, boy, I thought that was going to fall. Rebound Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Blackhawks a chance to make it double digits before the Patriots get on the board. 9-0 they lead, inside to Moody. Slykos back up top, three ball, got it. Cody Slykos for three. It's 12-0 Blackhawks. Maynard at the other end skips the three, drives to the basket and takes the two. Gets the Patriots on the board. Blackhawks lead 10-12-2. Larson to the other end, slipped the defender, elected to pass it out. Here's Maynard on the wing, right side. Slykos, a long three. That one is no good, and the rebound is out of bounds touched by nobody. So Hitchcock Tuler will bring it in with 4:20 to play in the opening quarter. Blackhawks 12, Patriots 2. Maynard into Enander. Devin across midcourt. Hands it back to Maynard. Maynard pops the deep three. Front iron no good. Rebound by Solomon. Solomon's put back from the free throw line won't go. Rebound Boucher. Boucher to Larson. Larson across the timeline hassled by Patrick Maynard and almost got him to turn it over, but instead I think Maynard's going to get whistled for his first foul. His first, team second. Checking on for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, it'll be Landon Jensen. Jensen going to replace Jeff Boucher. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a 10-point lead, midway point of the opening quarter, 12-2 Blackhawks. And almost getting away with a travel there was Landon Jensen, but the official on the baseline saw the step and a turnover back to the Patriots. It'll come with 3:55 to play in the first. Blackhawks leading 12-2. Maynard at the free throw line, handoff to a cutting Enander. Enander the spin move, shut down. Back outside and a turnover called here is Blaze Binger on the travel. We'll give it back to the Blackhawks. Slykos is going to come out of the game. Euchre will check out as well. Let's see, Landon Jensen came in. Number 10, McCoy Schultz is on. And, oh, Bryce Larson got back in, I guess. Here's a pass tipped over to Larson. Larson, the short shot, no good. Moody, the rebound, the putback blocked by Maynard. And a whistle on the Patriots. This is going to be a shooting foul, so Moody going to be ready with a couple of free throws here. Jackson Maynard's first is the team's third. And we'll go to the free throw line here with Trey Moody, the 6'3 senior. No good on his first. Blackhawks a 10-point lead with 3:25 to play in the opening quarter. Moody with another free throw here. First of the night, no good. Second is on the way. Front iron, and it climbs up and in. So 13-2, Blackhawks. 3:20 to play opening quarter. Here's Enander to the other end. Now Binger trying to give and go for Maynard. It went off Binger's foot, picked up by McCoy Schultz, the sophomore from Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Blackhawks an 11-point lead. Chance to get their biggest lead of the game. Here is Boucher, the drive, and a foul called on the Patriots. Wait and see who this one is on. Blaze Binger, and that will be his second. So we see coming on Logan LeBrie and Briggs LeBrie. I was told before the game that they are not brothers, and I think somebody is playing with me. Quick shot on the inbounds by Moody. No good. LeBrie there for the rebound. Briggs, cross court, both freshmen. And, of course, you got a couple of freshmen in the starting lineup with Devin Enander and Patrick Maynard. So, well, this Patriot team is absolutely young. Here's a Maynard three from the corner. No good. Bryce Larson the rebound. Larson ahead to feed McCoy Schultz at the other end. Schultz had it knocked away from behind by Logan LeBrie. And Logan to the other end had it knocked away from behind by Landon Jensen. So this one poked out of bounds by the Blackhawks. Hitchcock Tuler will inbound with 2:34 to play in the opening quarter. Sanborn Central Woonsocket 13. Hitchcock Tuler 2. Inbounds for Enander in the corner. Nope, that's Logan LeBrie. Cross court back to Jackson Maynard. Jackson for three, no good. LeBrie there to fight away the offensive rebound. Back out to Maynard. Back to LeBrie. 10-foot jumper, no good for LeBrie. Rebound Larson. Larson ahead to Boucher. Boucher the up, the under, and the shot is good. Boucher with 7 in the opening quarter. Biggest lead of the night for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 15-2. Maynard, little give and go with LeBrie, blocked at the last second by Schultz. Tipped over to Larson, and here come the Blackhawks. This time, Boucher stops inside, missed the shot. Moody, the rebound. Moody taps it out to Larson, who misses a three, and now Moody called for a foul on the next board. And Patriots will walk to the other end, I think maybe for free throws. Is that the fifth? I'm not sure. Preston Whiff on for Hitchcock Tulare, and we'll get a timeout for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Minute 51 to play, opening quarter, 15-2 Blackhawks. We're back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. Minute 51 left in the opening quarter. All Sanborn Central Woonsocket to this point. Blackhawks 15, Patriots 2. Patriots inbound. Preston Whiff in the backcourt to Logan Labrie. Logan across the timeline. On the dribble for the Patriots. Logan's pass right side tipped and knocked out of bounds by Jeff Boucher. Patriots will inbound again on that end. It'll be Patrick Maynard to bring it in. Maynard bounced it, or tried to bounce it in. Boucher kicked it. So we will try it again. Minute 41 now to play in the first. Still a 13-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. The inbounds to Logan Labrie. Labrie, top of the key, working off the screen. Top of the key, Preston Whiff for three. That one is no good, but an offensive board by Maynard. Patrick going right back up. Fell on the way up. Still scooped up a shot. Came up short. Boucher the rebound. Boucher ahead to Jensen. Right corner. Here's a three on the way and no good for Peyton Uecker, but an offensive board by Moody. Uecker's going to try it again. No good. Moody again tips the rebound. This time Logan Labrie hauls it in. Labrie, down court, the pass, stolen away. McCoy Schultz on the rip. Schultz over to Landon Jensen, and Jensen will call out the play and will slow it up with a minute to play in the opening quarter. 15-2, the Blackhawks lead. Baseline drive, they'll leave it for Boucher. Boucher from 5 feet comes up short. Solomon the rebound. Haven't heard a whole lot of Eric Solomon tonight. Of course, haven't heard a whole lot of any of the Patriots. They have just the one basket by Jackson Maynard. Logan Labrie from the left corner trying to shoot it inside to Patrick Maynard. Ball knocked away by Moody. Here comes Jackson Maynard back on. He'll replace Whiff. Logan Labrie is going to come off as well as Devin Enanders back in. 35 seconds to play, opening quarter. Blackhawks 15, Patriots 2. Patriots inbound on their end. They'll get it inside to Solomon. Solomon too strong off the window. Rebounded by Slykos. Out near midcourt, it's Peyton Uecker as the Blackhawks have no shot clock here. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. They lead by 13 points here, 15-2. Corner three from Bryce Larson is no good. Rebounded by Briggs Labrie, and the Patriots will get a shot to end the quarter. Maynard inside. Enander can't hit from in close. Larson the rebound. Full court shot grazes iron. And that's it for one quarter. After 8 minutes of hoops, Sanborn Central, Woonsocket 15. Hitchcock Tulare 2. Back in a minute with the second quarter. 1 minute on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Spread. Dutchess Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Dutchess Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Dutchess Well Service is your TNL irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Dutchess Well Service of Hitchcock says, go Patriots!
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woonsocket as the Blackhawks dominating this boys basketball matchup. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Beerer Family Hair Care. Sanborn Central Woonsocket has won the night thus far. They won the varsity, or they won the JV girls 21-19, won the JV boys 51-21, won the varsity girls 46-44, and now leading in the varsity boys matchup 15-2 after one quarter. The Tiger girls won our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB. The Tiger girls picking up a victory there. I guess I don't have the final score. I thought I had it here, but 56-37 was the last update with about 4 minutes to play. Inbounds to Maynard in the backdoor cut, and Patrick Maynard will get his first basket, and we'll get the Patriots back on the board for the first time since the opening minutes of the game. 15-4, the Blackhawks lead by 11. Maynard's going to knock it away from Slykhouse. Ball out of bounds off the Patriots. And Cody Slykhouse will inbound for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Lob into Bryce Larson near the top of the key. Down in the corner to Boucher. Back to Slykhouse. He'll drive all the way to the basket. Can't finish. Moody, the offensive board. He'll try it again. It won't go, but he's going to the free throw line. As foul, I assume, on Jackson Maynard, although Salmon was on the backside there. Oh, and they're going to call it on Patrick Maynard. So Patrick's second is the team's, well, first of the quarter here. We'll go to the free throw line with Trey Moody. Moody is one out of two, and he's good on the first here. Moody, 4 points currently. They're two out of three from the line. Trey Moody has shot all of those free throws. Hitchcock Tool Air going to bring Blaze Binger back on. As Patrick Maynard will get a rest, his second personal foul. Moody knocks down both. He's 3 of 4 from the line. 5 total points, and the lead is 13 for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 17-4. Salmon for three. No good. Moody the rebound. Moody the handoff, Bryce Larson. Larson has been held scoreless this game, but he has generaled his team quite well. Slykhouse, top of the key, right wing, Larson. Larson up top, hands it back to Boucher. Back to Larson, left corner. Bryce looks at three, won't pull the trigger. Euchre, little ball fake and a drive, leaves it for Moody in the paint. Moody lost it, finds the handle. Slykhouse, top of the key for three, no good. Rebound, Salmon, no Maynard. Patrick ahead to Enander, and Enander across the timeline for the Patriots. Here's Jackson Maynard at the top of the key. Inside, nice backdoor cut, Enander. Reverse layup for his first basket. Blackhawks lead is 11, 17-6. Boucher, top of the key, had Salmon knock it away. Boucher able to find the handle. Inside to Euchre. Euchre tries to reverse, and he is fouled. And we'll see who that is on. I think it's Blaze Binger. Nope, I am mistaken. I'm not sure who that's on. Briggs Labrie. Labrie's first. Euchre to the free throw line looking for his first points. First free throw hits the heel, pops straight up in the air, and falls in. Comes McCoy Schultz back on. Schultz will replace Moody. 6:24 to play in the half. Blackhawks lead by a dozen. Euchre trying to add on another. Second free throw is good. Euchre 2 out of 2 from the line for both of his points. Team 5 out of 6 from the stripe, and it's 19-6, Blackhawks by 13. At the other end, here is Enander. The runner on the baseline is too strong, but the rebound is out of bounds off the Blackhawks, so the Patriots will get it on the offensive end. Inbound, opportunity to maybe get it back to 10 here with 6:15 to play in the first half. Trailing right now, 19-6. Inbounds to Enander, mishandled, finds the handle. Gives it off to Salmon. Salmon the drive and the finish. Nice layup there by Eric Salmon. Four different Patriots players have scored. Problem is they've each only scored a two. It's 19-8. The Blackhawks lead. Here's a three from the corner. No good for Schultz. And a foul on the rebound will go on Jeff Boucher. Boucher's first is the first on the Blackhawks in this matchup. It is obviously the first of the second quarter as well, but first of the game comes with 5:56 to play in the second. Boucher, and obviously his first as well. Across the timeline, Enander to Salmon in the corner for Labrie. Labrie to Maynard, tried to give it back on the backdoor cut, and a kick called on Slankhouse. So the Patriots again will bring it in. 23 on the shot clock, 5:43 to play in the first half. Patriots down 11. Lobbing for Enander on the wing. Drives, leaves it out again for Blazebinger. Blaze to drive, can't finish. Rebound, Boucher. Boucher back across midcourt. Right corner, Schultz looks at three, gives it back to Boucher in the paint. Now Euchre in the corner, Slykhouse for three, and that one is good. Cody Slykhouse with his second basket, second three. 8 on the night for Slykhouse, and now here's a steal inside by Boucher. Boucher ahead to Euchre. Euchre inside, Slykhouse going to rise up from 8 feet, no good, but an offensive board by Boucher. Boucher up top to Larson. Larson the drive and the finish. Bryce Larson in the scorebook as he has his first basket, and the lead swells to 16 for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. 24-8 Blackhawks. Just inside of 5 minutes left in the second. Enander going to drive all the way to the basket and again can't finish. Slykhouse the rebound. Slykhouse ahead to Larson to Euchre. Euchre has it knocked away. Here's a steal by Binger. Binger to the other end. Layup good. All five Patriot starters have scored a basket apiece. It's a 14-point Blackhawk lead, 24-10. 4:20 to play first half. Here's a three. Slykhouse no good on the wing. Rebounded by Labrie. Briggs coast to coast. Tried to leave it for Enander, but the pass over his head and out of bounds, and I think that's going to be a turnover. Salmon says a Blackhawk player touched it, but the officials disagree. 4:20 to play first half. 24-10 Blackhawks. We'll take a 30-second break. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. 4:18 remaining here in the second as they adjust ever so slightly. Not sure who saw that, but 24-10, the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks, a 14-point lead at this point. Blackhawks will inbound. They'll have Peyton Euchre to bring it in. They'll have to bring it in the backcourt, go the length of the court. Full court pressure here from Hitchcock Tulare. Here's Bryce Larson, shy of the timeline. Pass inside to Moody. Moody cutting to the basket, and Trey Moody going to get a layup. Moody with 7 on the night, and the lead back to 16. Sanborn Central Woonsocket 26, Hitchcock Tulare 10. Lob inside, high post Maynard. Maynard going to work on Moody. And a travel as Moody's defense able to force the turnover. Maynard asking the official what he could maybe do to get a call there. I don't think he got the answer that he wanted. As changes here for Hitchcock Tulare as Labrie checks out and Blaze Binger back on. Binger, both Maynard, Salmon, the five starters, and Enander. Here's a 10-foot jumper good for McCoy Schultz. He's got 5 on the night, and I must have gave... I think Slykhouse's last three was not him. I think that was McCoy Schultz. And now here's a call on Jackson Maynard underneath. And Jackson going to pick up his second. J. changes again as Preston Whip is on for Hitchcock Tulare. Bryce Larson across midcourt, 3:25 left in the first half, an 18-point Blackhawk lead. McCoy Schultz the drive outside to Larson, back to Schultz in the corner. Schultz trying to feed Moody, but Preston Whip doing a nice job. Here's Enander stepping in front of the pass, the steal, the scoop, the layup is good. So Enander's four makes it a 16-point game, 28-12 Blackhawks, 3 minutes to play in the first half. Euchre, the handoff, Larson. Larson high post to Moody. Moody going to go right at Whip, and he puts him on his backside and gets the basket. Patriot fans and their coach wanted a charge there, but the official says not the case. 30-12, the Blackhawks lead, 2:40 left first half. Jackson Maynard right side throws one up. Patrick, excuse me, on the baseline. That one's no good. Bryce Larson the rebound to the other end with Sanborn Central Woonsock. Pass over to McCoy Schultz, and he is fouled. You're going to call this one on Blaze Binger, and that's going to be his third. So Jackson Maynard will come back on to replace Binger. Peyton Euchre steps off for the Blackhawks. He'll be replaced by Landon Jensen. Sanborn Central Woonsock at the inbounds, an 18-point lead with 2:20 to play in the half. Moody inside, goes left, goes right, back outside. Schultz for three, no good. Jackson Maynard the rebound. Jackson back across midcourt. Sets up top of the key. Left wing a pass to Whiff. Whiff the drive, lost it, finds the handle. And retreats to the top of the key. Pass right wing for Solomon. Solomon to Jackson Maynard. Jackson going at Moody. Throws one up. It won't go, but a foul. And we'll go to the free throw line with Jackson Maynard. Trey Moody whistled for his first foul. And for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, it is just their second personal foul of this. Oh, it must be their third, because that's the second on Moody. He's got two. Boucher's got one. And that's all I got in this ballgame. Jackson Maynard good on the first free throw. So the Patriots, after putting up a deuce in the opening quarter, 11 here in the second, but still trailing by 17. Maynard misses the second free throw. Back across midcourt is Boucher. Boucher in the corner, setting up Schultz again for three, and that one's good. McCoy Schultz with another triple. 8 points for Schultz all here in the second quarter. Couple of threes. That'll make it a 20-point lead. 33-13 Blackhawks. Jackson Maynard to step through, and he will knock one down. Maynard's got four. 1:25 left in the half. Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Offensive end inside. Slykos. Little turnaround fader is up and in for Cody Slykos. He's got seven. Enander at the other end, down 20. Back outside, Maynard for three. No good. Rebound, Solomon. Put back foul, and we'll go to the line. As Solomon kind of jumped in out of nowhere and took that rebound away from McCoy Schultz, and Schultz forced to kind of foul him on the putback there. Not wanting to give up the bunny. Free throws for Solomon, his first of the night. Eric's first free throw is good. The team is 2-3 from the line. Logan Labrie is back in. Looks like Patrick Maynard's going to head for the locker room. Second free throw for Solomon is no good. Long rebound in the corner, chased down by Jeff Boucher. A minute to play in the first half. It's 35-16, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. They'll get it inside to Slykos. Back out to Larson, around the horn to Schultz. Top of the key, Boucher looks at three. Spins off Solomon. Shot is on the way from 10 feet, and that one is good. Boucher with nine in the game. And the lead is 21 for the Blackhawks. Enander, right side, right corner down to Labrie. Labrie inside Jackson Maynard. Back out to Labrie. Labrie baseline drive. Runner across the lane will not go for Briggs Labrie, rebounded by Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and a full court heave to McCoy Schultz, who was on his way to the basket for the layup. Schultz has 10, and the lead is 23 points for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Patriots with the final seconds of the second. Labrie from the right corner. 3-2. Here's an Enander three, blocked by Schultz. And that'll do it for the first half of basketball in the boys' matchup here in Woonsocket. At the half, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 39, Hitchcock Tulare 16. We're back at the halftime show in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing.
I can't hear anything. All right, I think we're back here in Woonsocket as the Woonsocket, Sanborn Central Woonsocket boys out to a big lead here on Hitchcock Tulare in this boys matchup. 39-16 at the break. Sanborn Central Woonsocket up 23 points at half. And we'll take a look at some of the numbers here. Well, first of all, take a look at the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. The Mirror with Lori and Kylie there, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. You can get cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair extensions, shampoo sets, hair removal, all sorts of options for every member of the family. For an appointment at the Mirror Family Hair Care, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. And the Mirror brings us our scoreboard updates. Sanborn Central Woonsocket beat Hitchcock Tulare earlier tonight in girls hoops 46-44. The JV games. The JV games here are, let's see, maybe we're not on. Studio connected. The line is dead air. Huh. Check, check, check. Yeah, that's definitely me.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. Little connection error on my end there. Long break into the halftime show here. We'll start off our halftime show with the scoreboard update. Scoreboard brought to you by the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie there to serve every member of the family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, hair removal, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR for an appointment with Lori. Again, 605-883-HAIR. Or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. They do accept walk-ins or call for an appointment. Your scoreboard earlier tonight, it's been all Blackhawks. Sanborn Central Woonsocket won the JV girls game 21-19. They won the JV boys game 51-21. They won the JV girls game 46-44, and they lead in the varsity boys game 39-16. Other scores in girls basketball: Miller defeated Potter County tonight by a final of 33-30. We did have the Huron girls winning. I don't think I have a final score on that. It was last updated with 4 minutes to play, but they were up 19, so I trust the Tiger girls pulled that one out. Boys tonight, let's see. Mitchell beat Watertown in boys hoops 69-42. Brookings is leading Huron in boys hoops with 5 minutes to play in the first half. It's 23-20. Brookings in the lead. At the half, Potter County's boys leading Miller 27-24. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Again, here in Woonsocket, Blackhawk boys up big 39-16. The numbers for the first half of this one: all five starters did score for the Patriots. Blaze Binger with two, three apiece for Jackson Maynard and Eric Salmon. Both are 1 of 2 from the line, and four apiece for Devin Enander and Patrick Maynard. Patriots scored 2 points in the opening quarter, 14 in the second, 16 in the half. They are 2 of 4 from the line and are down 23 at the break. Blackhawks led by a bench player, a sophomore. McCoy Schultz has 10 points. All came in the second quarter, 2 threes, 2 twos. All five starters scored for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Bryce Larson and Peyton Euchre, 2 apiece. Euchre is 2 of 2 from the line. 7 on the night for Cody Slykhouse. He hit a 3. And 9 apiece for Trey Moody and Jeff Boucher. Boucher from the outside. He's knocked down a 3, 9 points and a half. Moody from the inside, 9 points. He is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Blackhawks put up 15 in the first, 24 in the second, 39 in the half. And they go 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. Sanborn Central Woonsocket's boys leading Hitchcock Tulare's boys here in Woonsocket at the half, 39-16. Make sure to tune in tomorrow morning. Mr. Jeff Duffy, I have all the scores from tonight's action. I'll have a look at the schedule of upcoming games. And, of course, tomorrow a pretty light schedule, but keep your eye on the Dakota Sports schedule. Duff will have all the scores and the schedule and all the information you need tomorrow morning. And Osier's there as well. The Morning Mess, weekday mornings on 1210 KOKK. We're back in a minute with the second half of boys basketball. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call 352-1300 or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items like their delicious ribeye dinner and, of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woonsocket, 39-16. Sanborn Central leads Hitchcock Tulare. Again, the Blackhawks looking for the sweep tonight. They won the JV girls game 21-19, won the JV boys game 51-21, won the varsity girls game 46-44, and now trying to complete the sweep as the Blackhawk boys lead big here, 39-16 as the second half gets underway. Sanborn Central Woonsocket with the basketball, knocked away, a steal by Maynard to start the half. Maynard ahead, Jackson to Patrick. Across the timeline, here's Salmon. Salmon, a runner on the baseline. How about the basket and one? Foul on Cody Slykhaus, his first. Free throws here for Salmon, or a free throw, and it's up and in. So Salmon converts the old-fashioned three, and they'll cut it to 20 to start the second half, 39-19. Blackhawks, Sanborn Central, Woonsocket, their first, well, second chance to score, I guess. Turned it over on the first try. Give and go inside. Boucher can't quite finish. Moody had the rebound, had it knocked out of bounds. Oh, it went off him. So the Patriots will inbound. Quick three to start the third here. So the Patriots looking for a little run, looking to dig into this lead a little bit. Enander sees an opening, drives, can't quite get it to finish off, but gives it off to Blaze Binger. Binger knocks it down and one. So a chance here for Binger to have a three-point play. It's another Cody Slykhaus foul. That's his second. Oh, no, I guess they put it on Euchre, so Euchre's first. The extra this time is no good for Binger, and it'll stay 39-21. Dinert wants a timeout. They'll talk it over quickly. 7:09 to play in the third, 39-21 Blackhawks. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action News on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back to Woonsocket. Blackhawks off the timeout. Coach Dinert talking to him a little bit. And they went out and turned it over here. Binger trying to finish the other end. Cannot. Slykhaus the rebound. Slykhaus to Euchre. Euchre on the wing left side. Bounces it up top to Larson. And one of the things Dinert yelling at him there, just calm down a little bit. And they did not, so it'll be a little, coach, a little stressed right now. Here's Euchre for three. Of course, he had a nearly 20-point lead. Here's Moody, no good from in close, but he got his own rebound. Kicks it out to Larson. They'll get another look. Boucher scoops it inside to Euchre, back outside to Larson. Again, they go inside, outside. Euchre inside, outside. Slykhaus, left wing, three ball, got it. Cody Slykhaus with his second three. He's got 10. 42-21. Lead back to 21 for the Blackhawks. Enander inside out to Patrick Maynard in the corner. Maynard's corner three is way off the mark. Rebounded by Larson. Larson a pass ahead to Boucher. Cut into the basket. Back out to Slykhouse for three. No good, but Moody the only one there to rebound it. Oh, and he missed the putback. Got his own rebound again. He just needed a little defense there because as Jackson Maynard got over there and bodied him up, Moody puts it up and in. Moody's got 11. Lead is 23 for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. 5.5 left third quarter. Salmon crosses over, goes left, came up short. Rebound Larson. Larson back across midcourt. He'll take it all the way to the basket. Maynard's going to swat that one out of bounds. Here comes McCoy Schultz back on. He'll replace Slykhouse with 5:21 left in the third. Blackhawks leading 44-21. Inbounds, Boucher, three, top of the key, no good. Rebound Maynard, that's Patrick. Patrick going to turn it up court across the timeline for Salmon. Salmon the drive. Runner on the way. No good. Rebounded by Maynard. Jackson will try it again. He gets the bucket and the foul. Seven-5. The Patriots the advantage here in the third. Problem was they fell behind 15-2 in the opening quarter. And then outscored by 10 in the second. Free throw is no good, but Salmon collects the rebound and fades away for two. So Salmon with 8. 44-25, the Blackhawks lead. Here's a Euchre 3. That one's no good. Rebounded by Jackson. No Patrick Maynard. No Blaze Binger. Binger ahead to Enander. Enander underneath. Tried to kick it back out to Maynard, but Patrick not quite ready for that one, and it's going to get out of bounds off the Patriots. 4:39 left, third quarter, a 19-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Blackhawks have led throughout. They led 10-0. They led 15-2. They led 39-16 at the half. Salmon doing everything he can to get him back in. Can't finish this one. Rebounded by Schultz. Schultz ahead to Boucher, and Boucher drives in, and the Patriot fans thought it was going to be a charge. The Blackhawk fans thought a block, and Blackhawk fans going to win this one as Patrick Maynard will pick up his third. To the free throw line with Jeff Boucher. Boucher's first free throws of the night. He's got 9 points. The team is 5 out of 6 from the line. Euchre shot 2 of them. Moody 4. Boucher, 2 free throws here. First is up and good. So Boucher with 10 points will become the 4th Blackhawk in double figures. Slykhouse has 10. Moody has 11. McCoy Schultz has 10. Jeff Boucher now with 10. His second free throw airborne, and that's good. It put him at 11. Ty Moody for the team lead. 46-25. Lead is 21. Here's Patrick Jackson Maynard, a deep three. Airmails that one, and then Patrick saves in the rebound and goes out the door at the end of the court. There's a door there. Generally, those are locked, but that one was not. He leaned on it and went right out the door. To the other end, here's the ball knocked out of bounds, and Maynard said that it was off Moody, but the officials say no, it was off Maynard. Oh, and they changed their mind. It was off Moody, so. Eventually, we'll get an inbound here by Blaze Binger. Slykhouse is back on. He'll replace Moody for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Midway point of the third, 3:53 to play third quarter. 46-25, a 21-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Here's Logan Labrie across the timeline. Up top for Maynard. Jackson down in the left corner. Salmon looks at three, won't fire. Rises up for the long two, and that one is good. Salmon 7 in the third quarter, 10 in the game. Lead back to 19 for the Blackhawks. Euchre on the right wing. Handoff for Schultz to Slykhouse in the right corner. Cody looks at three, drives. spins, fades away from 10 feet. That jumper no good. Rebound Binger. Binger ahead to Solomon. Solomon all the way to the rack and blocked by Slykaus. Slykaus wanted the block on that, and I don't think they're going to call it on him. They will not. They're going to call it on Landon Jensen. So Slykaus's block was good, but Jensen commits the foul. His first, fourth of the quarter, this is shooting foul. So Solomon a couple of free throws. First free throw is up and rattles in. Solomon started off this quarter with an old-fashioned three. Trying to get his team fired up to get back into this one. Solomon's second free throw is up and in. So Solomon has 9 in the quarter. A dozen in the game. His team, though, down 46-29 with 3 minutes left in the third. Here's Boche. Tried to get the pass up top to Bryce Larson. He got knocked over, and they're going to get the foul on Solomon. Eric's first, second of the half on the Patriots. 3:03 left in the third, a 17-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. 46-29 as Bryce Larson sets the inbound here for the Blackhawks. Larson waiting, brings it in the corner to Schultz. Schultz to Boche, around the horn they go. Back in the right corner for Slykaus. Now Larson. Larson to Boche. Outside, here's a three on the way and no good. But there for the rebound is Slykaus, and he'll get not only the putback, but the foul as well. A dozen for Cody Slykaus. And a foul on Jackson Maynard will be his third. So Jackson and Patrick Maynard both have three. Blaze Binger has three. And the free throw by Slykaus is no good, so he will stay at 12 on the night, and the lead will stay at 48-29. Solomon, a little nifty dribble in action there, tried the teardrop, and it popped back out. Rebound Blackhawks. There at the offensive end, here's a Schultz three, and that one is good. McCoy Schultz from downtown, his third three of the game. He's got 13 off the bench. 22 the lead for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Here's Blaze Binger inside, working the up, under, finally takes the shot. It's no good. The rebound, though, saved in by Solomon. Blaze will try it again, way off the mark. Rebound Larson. Larson, a long lead pass for Schultz. Schultz going to try the turnaround on the low block. That one's no good. Jackson Maynard there for the rebound. Binger across the timeline, hands it back to Maynard, thinks about a three, won't pull the trigger. Pass inside for Solomon, fades away from six, and that one rattles in. 11 in the quarter for Solomon, 14 in the game. Lead is 20. Boche, the teardrop from 5 feet, can't hit, got his own rebound. Back outside to Schultz. Schultz the baseline drive. Shut down, back to Bryce Larson. 25 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Boche steps back for three. No good. Rebound, Slykaus was way up and over Solomon's back. That was interesting. Inside, Boche flips one in off the window. Boche's got four in the quarter, 13 in the game. And the lead back to 22 for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Final minute of the third is the Patriots. Here's Maynard for three. That one is good. Jackson Maynard from long range. He's got five in the quarter, eight in the game. Lead is 19, though, for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. They jumped out to a 10-0 lead, 15-2 after a quarter, and just have not looked back. Here's a three no good for Bryce Larson, but an offensive board by Schultz. They'll get it to Larson again. Boche, free throw line jumper, no good. Offensive board, Slykaus. He's wanting to go right back up. Had it knocked away, and Labrie will come away with it. Logan Labrie across the timeline. Out to Solomon. Solomon fakes on the three, drives. Long two is up, and red hot Eric Solomon 13 in the quarter, 16 in the game. Boucher going coast to coast to finish his 15th point. Final seconds of the third, going to be a deep binger three blocked by Larson, and that's it for three quarters. A whole lot of Sanborn Central Woonsocket tonight. After three quarters, Blackhawks 55, Patriots 36. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter, 1 minute on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Just about ready to go with the fourth here. Fresh 8 is up. 55-36, a whole lot of Sanborn Central Woonsocket tonight. Patriots did win the third quarter. They scored 20 points, but they gave up 16, and then the first half they gave up 15 and 24 in the first two quarters while scoring 2 and 14. So have played much better in the second and third quarters, but was way behind to begin with. It'll stay at 19 to start the quarter. Here's the drive by Maynard. He'll finish that one off with the basket and the foul, and we'll see who the foul is on. Looks like Boucher. Nope. Wait a moment here. It's Patrick Maynard, his sixth point. They'll call the foul on Peyton Euchre. That's his third. So one extra free throw here for Patrick Maynard, and that's good. Maynard's got 7 in the game, and the lead is 16 for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Slykos at the top of the key. Back up top, O'Shea, left wing, Bryce Larson in the corner. Here's a three from Euchre. No good. Rebound offensive board by Slykos. Out to Schultz. Drive by Boucher. Back to Slykos for three, and it's good. So Slykos now with 15 on the night. And the lead is back to 19. Maynard got tied up and just had to throw up a shot. Off the rim, it's grabbed by Larson. Larson ahead to Euchre. Euchre finds Boucher back to Larson on the wing left side. A minute into the final quarter, and a big Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Top of the key here, Slykos. Bryce Larson, corner for Euchre. Back to Larson inside. Moody, pass too strong off his hands, but Euchre collects it. Euchre back inside to Moody, and Moody the offensive foul as he put the head into Maynard. Trey Moody's third. Moody going to check out as McCoy Schultz is back on. Schultz having himself a heck of a ball game. He hit for 13 in the game, 3 threes. Patriots down 19, trying to make something happen. Here's a three by Labrie, no good. Rebounded Slykos. Long lead pass for Euchre. Going to hand it back to Cody. Slykos the baseline drive. Tried the reverse, couldn't finish it off. Rebound Labrie. Logan Labrie back across midcourt. Jackson Maynard, top of the key. Thought about a three. Tried to feed Logan. Picked off by Boucher. Boucher to Slykos. Slykos the finish and one. Maynard trying the same move there, trying to get another charge call, but this time does not get the whistle. The basket will count, so Slykos now with 17 points and a chance to tack on another as Jackson Maynard whistled for his fourth foul. 6:08 left in the game. Blackhawks by 21. Slykhouse ready on a free throw. 17 on the night. Three threes for Cody Slykhouse. Scored in every quarter. Second or extra free throw is no good. Rebounded by Jackson Maynard. Labrie, his pass tip stolen again. This time it's Schultz. Over to Larson. Larson, a pass into Boucher. Boucher good from 5 feet. He's got 17. And the lead is the biggest it has been at 23 points. Here's a pass inside, stolen again. It's Schultz. Across the timeline, they go to Boucher. Boucher, the drive, finds an open shot in the middle of the paint. How about a basket and a foul for Jeff Boucher? I think that's going to be Maynard, and he'll foul out of this one. Free throw here for Boucher as Preston Whip checks back in. Blaze Binger back on as well for Hitchcock Tulare. Sanborn Central Woonsocket made a change as well. Slykhouse came out. And Moody's back on. Extra free throw for Boucher is good. That'll put Boucher at 20 points on the night, and the lead is the biggest of the night, 26 points. We've got a quick timeout to change some personnel over, 5:28 to play. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, go Patriots!
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Woonsocket. 5:28 left, 65-39. The Blackhawk boys out to their biggest lead of the evening, 26 points. A lot of good performances here tonight. And I think five different Sanborn Central Woonsocket players in double figures. With the drive, trying to finish it off, can't get it to go. Moody the rebound. Moody ahead to Larson with 5:10 left. 65-39, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Schultz at the top of the key. Cross court for Larson. Bryce running the point tonight. Hasn't been able to convert a lot into points, but has ran the show quite well. Here's a Boucher miss. Moody the rebound. Moody's shot blocked, swatted by Solomon. Onto the floor is Binger, and Binger will kick it back out to Eric Solomon, and they'll get a look. Here's Solomon, a deep two. No good. Rebound Moody. Moody, the handoff to Euchre. Euchre will leave it for Larson, and Larson across the timeline to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Just grind this one out, pick up the win, and head home. 65-39, they lead by 26 points with 4:20 to play. Moody, oh, there's enough. Oh, wow. Moody just had enough of Preston Whiff and just floored him. And I don't know, I guess they've decided on a few occasions to kind of let him play tonight, and that was one of those. So Moody with 13 points. Lead is up to 28, and the ball knocked out of bounds, and I think the officials are going to talk it over. They initially gave it to the Blackhawks, but I think they're going to change it back, and they will, to Hitchcock Tulare. So the Patriots will inbound with 4:02 left. And not saying it couldn't happen, just saying it's highly unlikely here. Down 28 with 4 to play. And Solomon, a runner, and that one is good. Solomon's had a very nice second half. He had 3 points at halftime. He's got 15 and a half now, 18 in the game, and Enander with the steal and the scoop and the score. So 3.5 to play, 24 points, 67-43 is the Patriots mount, I guess, what you could call a comeback. Here's a turnaround jumper by Schultz. No good. Rebound Preston Whiff. Whiff ahead to Patrick Maynard. Maynard to drive, steps through, and tried to kick it off. Oh, and did to Enander. Enander to Solomon. Solomon back in the corner. Here's another Maynard three, and that one no good. Moody the rebound. 3 minutes to play and a timeout here by Dinard, and he'll change over some personnel. And it ain't all over in Woonsocket, but the fat lady warming up the old singing songs is 3 minutes to play, 67-43. A whole bunch of Sanborn Central Woonsocket tonight. Blackhawks looking for the clean sweep on the evening. They won both the JV matchups. The girls' game was pretty tight, 21-19. Boys matchup, a whole lot of Sanborn Central Woonsocket. JV game was 51-21 Blackhawks. The varsity girls game was close, 46-44. Sanborn Central Woonsocket the victory there, and now the boys game has been Blackhawks throughout. 67-43 is your score right now. Sanborn Central Woonsocket jumped out to a 10-0 lead, a 15-2 lead. They led by 28 was the biggest difference here tonight as the boys looking to cruise to their second victory of the season. Other games, boys hoops. Potter County leading Miller, 55-41, about a minute to play there. Girls basketball scores tonight. Miller beat Potter County 33-30. The Tiger girls, I'm assuming, won. 56-37 was the last scoring update I had. Speaking of the Tiger boys trailing, or no, leading now after three quarters. The Tiger boys leading at Brookings, 41-33. Game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. And here's an offensive foul called on Keaton Fridley. So Fridley is on. Eli White is on. 23 is Landon Jensen. 22 is Grant Edwards. And let's see, we got one more here to account for. Is Evan Easton. And here is an Evan Easton three. No good. Rebounded by Mason Cheddar. On the other side, we have Mason Cheddar. Michael Nielsen. Preston Whiff. Isaac Van Cheryl and one of the Labrie's. Down at the other end, here's a runner on the way and good by Evan Easton. Final 2 minutes here, 69-43. Sanborn Central Woonsocket the lead. Trying to thread the needle is Labrie, but ball knocked away, and now we'll have a foul on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Be on Eli White, his first. Patriots will inbound, a lob into Logan Labrie out near the top of the key. On the right wing, his pass inside, knocked away, stolen by Keaton Fridley. Across the timeline for Grant Edwards. Edwards, top of the key, right wing back to Fridley. Inside, here's one too strong off the window for Edwards. And a ball knocked out of bounds off the Blackhawks. Briggs Labrie will come in to replace Logan. Minute 34 left. Gary's Auto Glass postgame show number 2 comes your way here in a few minutes. We'll get you the numbers from this one. We'll get you the scores of any games I can find to pass along. And we'll sign off from Woonsocket as the Sanborn Central Woonsocket boys and girls basketball going to get the clean sweep tonight. A couple of close girls games, a couple of lopsided boys games, all in favor of the Blackhawks. Here's a shot blocked by Preston Whiff. And I think they'll end up calling the foul, but it wasn't on Whiff. That was a clean block. The foul, I think, is on Michael Nielsen. Nielsen's first. Free throws here for Keaton Fridley. First free throw is no good. So the Blackhawk boys going to go to 2-0 on the season. Patriots going to fall to 0-2. Gary Zalato's last post-game report. We'll pass along all the info from this one, all the scores that I can find. And here's Labrie, a drive to the basket, and he is fouled. Sam Baruth on the floor here for Sanborn Central Woonsocket as fouls on Keaton Fridley. Fridley second. Free throws here for Briggs Labrie. Briggs ready at the line. A minute to play here. All over but the final tally. Briggs good on the first free throw. 7 out of 11 on the night are the Patriots from the free throw line. Labrie will keep it going. Knocks down the second. So 69-45 with a minute to play. Blackhawks with the ball. Cross midcourt here. It's Grant Edwards to Eli White. Cross court. Here's a Sam Baruth three. That one is off the mark. Rebound hit the top of the backboard. Took a funny hop and came down to Logan Labrie. And now Labrie on his backside, tied up there by Evan Easton. And a jump ball will go to the Blackhawks. It'll be Grant Edwards to inbound on the Sanborn Central Woonsocket end. Actually, no, it's Eli White. White going to bring it into Evan Easton around the horn, and now they go back over to Eli for three. White's three is no good. Offensive rebound grabbed by Grant Edwards. Edwards can't get the putback to go. Rebound pass way down to Briggs Labrie. Labrie trapped in the corner, trying to give it off, and does, but it's stolen by Evan Easton. Shot clock is off. Final 25 of this one. We'll have a Gary Zalato Glass postgame show coming up. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, four victories here tonight. Couple of close girls games, couple of lopsided boys games, but all over. But the final tally here, the boys' final is going to be Sanborn Central Woonsocket 69, Hitchcock Tulare 45. Gary Zalato Glass postgame show in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Gerns Manufacturing in Lexington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Gerns Manufacturing are made locally in Lexington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Gerns Manufacturing of Lexington into your farming operation.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number two as the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks pick up the clean sweep as they welcome in Hitchcock Tulare tonight. The scoreboard updates here, of course, are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. And we'll start with our scores here in Woonsocket tonight, as again, all Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Finals earlier tonight, JV girls game went to the Blackhawks 21-19. The JV boys game, a Sanborn Central Woonsocket and win, 51-21. The varsity girls final, 46-44 Blackhawks. And the varsity boys final, 69-45 in favor of Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Again, scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Downtown Huron, Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR. They do accept walk-ins. Again, for an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628 at the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. So all Sanborn Central Woonsocket here tonight. Other scores from across the state of South Dakota are at least of interest to our listening area. The Tiger Girls did win, but I don't have a final there. Last update was 56-37. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a winner, 46-44 over Hitchcock Tulare. Miller beat Potter County in girls hoops tonight, 33-30. On the boys' side, Potter County defeated Miller, 58-47. We had our game here earlier tonight, and there's not a whole lot of games of local interest there. The Tiger boys are playing there at Brookings, and they have come back to take a late lead. They lead 46-37 with about 4 minutes to go in Brookings. So thanks again to our scoreboard sponsor, the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Also thanks to our postgame report sponsor, Gary's L Auto Glass. We're going to take a short break and hear from them. We'll come back with our individual numbers, and we'll be just about ready to wrap it up for Woonsocket. Again, the final in the boys game, Blackhawks 69, Patriots 45. Back after a word from Gary's L Auto Glass, our postgame report sponsor here on KOKK.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back. Here's El Auto Glass post-game report. Breaking down this boys' game, Tate Dinard and the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks jumped out to an early lead. They jumped out to a 10-0 advantage to start the game. They led after one quarter, 15-2, and the rout was sort of on. They outscored Hitchcock Tulare in the second, 24-14. So it was a 23-point game at the half in favor of the Blackhawks. Hitchcock Tulare came out and made a run in the third. They actually won the quarter, 20-16. Eric Salmon had a monster quarter, had 13 points in that quarter alone. Salmon ends up leading them in scoring. So they win the third quarter, 20-16. Sanborn Central Woonsocket just too much down the stretch, though. Final score, Blackhawks 69, Patriots 45. For John Knoll and his Patriots, they'll go to 0-2. They got 2 points off the bench today. Briggs LeBrie for a couple of free throws. He's 2-2 from the line. All five starters scored for the Patriots. 4 for Blazebringer. He's 0-1 from the line. 6 for Devin Enander in the game tonight. Patrick Maynard hit for 7. He was 1-1 from the free throw line. Jackson Maynard hit for 8. He knocked down a 3 and went 1-3 from the stripe. Leading scorer tonight for Hitchcock Tulare is Eric Salmon. Salmon with 18 points. 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. And leads his team here in the losing effort to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The Patriots scored 2 in the first, 14 in the second, 20 in the third, 9 in the fourth, 45 in the game, and they went 8 of 12 from the charity stripe. For Sanborn Central Woonsocket, Keaton Fridley 0 for 2 from the line, 2 points off the bench for Evan Easton, and 13 bench points for McCoy Schultz. Schultz hit 3 threes over the course of about a 10 or 12 minute span in the second and third quarters. Ends up with 13 off the bench for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. All five starters scored, 3 in double figures. 2 apiece for Bryce Larson and Peyton Euchre. Peyton went 2-2 from the line. 3 more in double figures. Trey Moody with 13. Moody went 3-4 from the stripe. Cody Slykaus hit for 17. He hit 3 threes in the game, went 0-2 from the line. And Jeff Boucher, the leading scorer, with 20 points. Boucher knocked down a 3 in the game's opening minutes when they were rolling out early. A hit for 20 in the game. He was 3-3 from the line and leads his Blackhawks to an early 2-0 start with a 69-45 victory over Hitchcock Tulare. Blackhawks 15 in the first, 24 in the second, 16 in the third, 14 in the fourth, 69 in the ball game. They went 8 of 13 from the line, and importantly for them, they go to 2-0 on this young boys' basketball season. Well, I'll be back in tomorrow on 1210 KOKK, the regular afternoon shift from 1 to 4. We'll have Jeff and DK on tomorrow morning, a little bit of morning mess. Of course, Jeff on bright and early. He'll have all the scores from tonight, all the schedules for tomorrow and the rest of the week, and, of course, the schedule for Dakota Sports. A lot of people to thank here. We'd like to thank Rob Baruth, head coach of the Woonsocket Sanborn Central Girls, Christy Smith, head coach of the Hitchcock Tulare Girls, Tate Dinard, head coach of the Blackhawk Boys, and John Knoll, head coach of the Patriot Boys. We want to thank Rod Weber and the school district here for Woonsocket for setting us up with such a nice place to sit. We want to thank Jason Lunchbox Beals, our engineer back at the studio, for a flawless performance here tonight. Also like to thank, of course, you, the listener, for tuning in, and all of our great sponsors, which we will do in our post-game billboards. A special thank you real quick to the Mirror Family Hair Care for bringing us scoreboard updates. Gary Zell Auto Glass for bringing us our post-game report, and the game officials is always brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. All Blackhawks tonight as they outlast Hitchcock Tulare in both JV games and both varsity games. Blackhawks win the JV girls game 21-19, the JV boys game 51-21. Went on to win the varsity girls game 46-44 and the varsity boys final 69-43. In favor of Sanborn Central Woonsocket. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Area sports backers include Shooter Saloon in Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Vern's Manufacturing in Westington, Pastrallo Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connections. We mentioned before, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection brings us the reading of the officials. Gary Zell Auto Glass, our post-game sponsor, and the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us scoreboard updates. Hitchcock Tulare sponsors our Stretches Well Service and Cheddar Feedlot. And thanks for tuning in tonight as the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks a clean sweep at the varsity and JV levels here in both boys and girls basketball. Tune in tomorrow morning. Jeff Duffy will have all the scores, all the schedules, and all the information you need. I'm back here tomorrow, too, from 1 to 4. For Jason Lunchbox, Beals back at the studio. For our sports director, Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck.